Bienvenue and welcome to Akeem's Dream Show. My name is Akeem the Dream, also known as Brown Sugar Supreme, also known as The Dark Knight Batman. I'm Batman. This show is a variety show because I had a lot of ideas growing up and wrote them down, and my curiosity is insatiable. And you'll notice that I have a lot of random ideas and subjects, but I think that's what makes it fun. Variety is the spice of life, and I like to keep it spicy, and you will find that out very quickly. Remember, folks, never grow old with no stories to tell. And it's finally time to spice things up. Let's go.
Check this out.
The female orgasm is kind of like the Batcave. Very few people know where it is. And if you're lucky enough to see it, you probably don't know how you got there and you can't find your way back after you leave. There are two types of female orgasm, the real and the fake. And I'll tell you right now, as a man, we don't know. We do not know, because to man, sex is like a car accident, and determining a female orgasm is like being asked, what did you see after the car went out of control? I heard a lot of screeching sounds. I remember I was facing the wrong way at one point, and in the end, my body was thrown clear.
Communication makes everything better, folks. Let's just start with that. If you're shooting in the dark, it's because you can't communicate. If you don't know what you're doing with your partner or with the person you're about to engage in coitus with, which is the Latin word for sex, then you might want to communicate more. You might want to speak up and say, hey, talk to me. What's going on? What's going on, baby? What could I be doing better? What could I be doing a little softer, a little slower, a little faster? Do you know what I mean? It's about communicating. If you don't communicate, you are shooting in the dark. So this is kind of the communication episode in a nutshell. What can we do as people who are engaging in intimacy out there in the world? Speak up. Hey, I don't like when you do this. I don't like when you do that. All the best experiences I've ever had in the bedroom or behind a Burger King parking lot or in the bathroom of a Burger King have all been due to communication. Right. I mean, there's only one Burger King left in Edmonton, but you get the point. So you're only shooting in the dark if you don't know how to communicate, if you don't tell the other person what you want. And sometimes that can be a little intimidating, right? Or a little auspicious, ostentatious to be like, hey, if you could just do a little, you know, a little whoop whoop, a little whoop, that'd be a little appreciated. Sometimes it's a little bit harder to do this if you have some overlaying circumstances in your life. Call it stress, call it health, call it, fitness, all these different kinds of things that can maybe stop you from being in the potential mindset where you can communicate better to make this a better experience. But when you do have those things figured out, what you have to be able to do is communicate what you need. Right? Otherwise, you know, if you do something hard and you don't explain why, or if you don't know how you did it, it's kind of like what Jerry Seinfeld was just talking about. It's like a car crash, right? You're going to be next to the cars after the collision and be like, I don't know what happened, but we hit and our bodies were flown clear. You do not want that to happen. Now, everyone's going to have a story out there about when they had some kind of intimate experience and there wasn't a lot of communication. Maybe it was just a rush of the moment, or it was a one-night stand, or it was a whatever, and it was still ended up being good. That's called, you know, sometimes even if you shoot in the dark, you're going to hit the target. But that's not a good strategy, right? I think the best strategy right now is sit down, think about what you want, ask them what they want, and maybe be suave about it, right? You don't have to go up to the person and be like, so what do you want in bed? How do you want this dick? Maybe you can. I don't know. Depends. You got to read the room, folks. This is another thing. Social awareness, right? If you're getting to the point with a person where they're comfortable to get into the sack with you, you probably have a level of comfort and safety around this person where you could probably just keep it real. Keep it real, right? And I think that it's important to broach these kinds of things at the right time and the right moment. Like perhaps when you're on the couch watching a movie, or maybe you watch a movie about where they're talking about this and be like, oh, I wonder what that would be like. And then your partner might say, oh, maybe we should try that. Right? Now you're off to the races. But if you're just at a Walmart on a Tuesday, you know, about to order your knickknacks and barbecue chips, you don't want to be in the line being like, baby, I wish we would do a little bit more anal. They might be like, who in the what now? Why don't you load up that cart, get your Visa out, and let's get the hell out of here. I think they take MasterCard at Walmart. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, for me, I've always had the best time in the darkness when I come out of the darkness into the light and communicate and express what I need and express what I want. I've even had a partner tell me this is what sex is really about in the midst of sex because I was talking so much. Now, you know, there's levels to this like everything else. You can't be chatty Cathy when you're in the moment. But it always helps if you just tell them, hey, this is what I want. Isn't that the secret of life, by the way? Figuring out what you want and being able to express it. Like, that's really, when you get right down to it, that's what life is really about. Telling somebody or telling the world, what are your dreams? What are your goals? What are your aspirations? And then have the balls or the chutzpah to go and tell the world what you want. I think a lot of people would be a little bit more satisfied in their sexual relationships, and they wouldn't be shooting in the dark if they just figured out, sat down, sat at the wall, maybe journaled about what they actually want out of a sexual relationship, right? And maybe think about the other person in the exchange a little bit more too. I know that a lot of men suffer from erectile dysfunction, or they're in their head too much. I mean, if you're in your head too much, just put your head out of the situation, pull your head out of your metaphorical butt and put it into the other shoes of the other person and just focus on them. How can I make them feel better? All right. Make it all about them. And then you can turn the tables, and maybe when they feel good, they'll do something called reciprocation and be like, man, you made me feel great. What can I do for you? Right. You give and then you receive. The more you give, the more you shall receive. So I think it's good. I think you need to be able to talk, right? And all the love songs from the 70s used to say about this, let's straighten it out, or nothing in this way could take the place of my guy. You just have to watch, like, or listen to the Four Tops, you know, the Jackson Five, all these like soul bands from the 70s. They had so much juice, man. I was watching this James Brown interview. He was talking about why the ladies love him. He's like, why is that, ladies? Because I look good, because I smell good. And then the lady in the interview was like, and you sing good. And then he's like, because I make love good. I don't know what has to do with shooting in the dark, but James Brown was definitely not shooting in the dark. I feel good. No, 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 no. I knew that I would now. And by the way, have some confidence. James Brown, talk about James Brown. That's confidence. Have some confidence in asking for what you want. Or asking them what they want, right? Assume it's going to go well. Assume it's going to go well and then do the work to make it go well. This is not going to be a super long episode, folks, but I was shooting in the dark for a long time, and sometimes I still do, but only happens when I don't open my mouth, my big old trap, and ask for what I want and ask them for what they want. And at the end of the day, what I want for you is to go to the moon and back. Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. See, Frank knew. All these guys from the 60s, 70s, they all knew what it was. If you can sing like that, you're definitely telling, you know, who you want to be with, what you need. And with that being said, thank you for tuning into another episode of Akeem's Dream Show. And if you're going to shoot in the dark, yell in the room first so you don't shoot nobody. All right? Peace.